calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you?
27587.
Thank you. 1 minute, please.
You kind of surprised me because the automated system was talking and then you started talking.
Oh. Well, we're live. We're live here. I'm live and definitely want to assist you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Lori Shepherd.
Thank you. Ms. Shepherd, is there a male who can also be on the account?
Darren Shepherd.
That's what it's in, that name. May I have your shipping address, please?
1229 Cantlemere Street, Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. I'm viewing your account, ma'am, and I do see the purchase for the tactical bag, May 18th, and the it was declined, the membership fee for $67.32. Your bank declined it. How may I assist
that's
you?
That's what I was confused about, because he did remember seeing something about a tactical bag for $7.95. What he wasn't aware of was the $67.32.
That's the
so you're
membership,
saying that
fee
was a membership fee
for the discount shopping that you have the opportunity for to shop.
Okay, I don't think he was aware that there was that involved. So the bank had to put a restriction on our account because they didn't recognize the charge and they thought it was a unusual activity. So they put a – that's why we didn't even know what had happened, and we got a message from them saying that it was, you know, on hold because of this unusual activity. But I'm going to go ahead and just cancel that anyway because, like I said, he didn't realize that there was a membership fee involved like that, especially the amount. So it looks like they tried putting that through twice, that $67 on my account, so it's still trying to process. So if you cancel from your end, will that just wipe it off and won't process?
Okay, so we'll cancel from our end, and you're to receive the tactical bag still, okay? So let me make sure here.
I didn't know y'all would answer on Sunday. I was surprised.
24 hours a day, all week.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully you get to work from home.
In time for many of us, yes. That most of us are.
It makes it convenient.
Yes, it keeps the work going and it keeps people serviced, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you, ma'am, the cancellation number in 1 moment, okay?
That'd be great. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. 1 minute, please. When you're ready.
I'm ready.
That number is C like Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Then it's 2602 79
Okay, let me repeat that to you. That C is in Charlie, 2602 79770.
That is correct, ma'am.
Now, does that cover both of those charges for $65 that tried to go through today?
Now, on our end, the only thing we see is declined, meaning it didn't even touch your account. That's what we have. We just have the final notice. Go ahead.
Maybe what's happening is, you know how they'll try to put it, it'll try to come through, and then the bank will reverse charges, and then it'll try to come through again. It may just be that it hasn't caught up yet.
Okay. You can let your financial institution
know. Keep an eye on that.
Yes, ma'am.
I will.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Ms. Shepherd. The best to you all. Thank you for calling customer support and have a good day.
What was your name, please?
Jenny.
Jenny, thank you so much. You have a blessed day as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.